behavior, and when you look at how they conduct themselves as far as business is concerned, then we feel ashamed of ourselves, that we suppose as Muslims, as the followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ought to have these types of qualities, but rather we are seeing them in the disbelievers. So that is the second category we can look at. Then of course, within the believers, being humans, we also have this aspiration to become rich, meaning that we like the wealth of this world, to possess the wealth of this world. There is nothing wrong with that if it is in a halal way, if it is in using the correct means, then alhamdulillah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses someone with wealth and the person becomes rich and he also fulfills the rights of this wealth. The rights of this wealth meaning that whatever orders Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has placed on him as far as this wealth is concerned, he fulfills those obligations. It has been mentioned in the, Allah ta'ala makes mention of it in the Quran and Majeed as well, that what the rights of the wealth that the person accumulates and he acquires, and then what he should do with this wealth and how it should be spent. At the same time, just as we have mentioned maybe a fortnight ago, that this deen is extremely balanced. Therefore, we will find that even in this wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with, we are not ordered by the Sharia to give away and dispose all of the wealth that we have in the path of Allah ta'ala, or distribute everything. We find there's a right that a person has for himself as well. That the wealth that he is acquiring, he spends on himself. And وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, that do not forget your share. وَبَتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with, as far as the wealth is concerned, فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ, that through that wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with, acquire the akhirah. وَبَتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, but do not forget your share as far as the dunya is concerned. What your needs are, spend on yourself as well. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ, and just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind towards you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with this wealth, and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is with you, then this good, pass it on to others. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبَغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and do not spread corruption on this earth. So we find in this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, and Allah ta'ala tells us, as far as our earnings are concerned, that with your earnings earn the darul akhirah, meaning spending the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spend on the destitute, spend on the orphans, and not only that, spend on our near and dear ones, spend on our family members. Today, unfortunately, sometimes we will find that the condition is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed a person with plentiful. Allah ta'ala has blessed a person with plentiful. But when you look at the person's, forget his far relatives, his distant relatives, his friends. When you look at the condition of his own parents, look at the condition of his own parents, they are in need. But he cannot help them, he cannot assist them, he cannot reach out. Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with the wealth. But his parents can be going through abject poverty. They have absolutely nothing. But there is no compassion. There is no feeling in the heart of the son to share that little wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him with his parents. And little thinking that sometimes it has also happened that the wealth that this person has accumulated or that he has in his possession, his parents have been a direct means for him getting that wealth. But in spite of that, there's such type of arrogance and there's such type of greed for wealth that the person is not prepared to share that wealth even with his own parents. When the person is not going to be sharing that wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given him, and if he's not going to be fulfilling the duties and the rights of that wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him with his own parents, then where can it be even thought that this person will reach out to the orphans and the destitutes? Such types of people, you will find that eventually their wealth is consumed in haram things, the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it takes this person very, very far away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and drives him towards Jahannam. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed a person with the wealth of this dunya, then we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala gives us the ability to spend this Allah's given wealth in places which will bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will draw the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will invite the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than the wrath of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the word that I want to discuss is rich. Now, when we think of the word rich, how does a person become rich? Immediately, our minds, this is the human being, and we are in a world that is material, and we become affected by it. When we think of richness of this world, then immediately our minds go towards the wealth of this world, the gold and the silver of this world, and whatever other currencies of this world a person can think of, that this is what our minds go towards. Not long ago, I don't know whether I've mentioned it in one of our programs, a person sent me a picture of the new home of one of the wealthiest persons in one of the Arab countries. It had so many skyscrapers and so many ships that used to travel with oil and whatever else. So they sent a picture of his new home. And the picture of his new home was his qabr. But all that wealth that he had, all those riches that he had, everything is left behind. That is his new home. He's buried in the sand. So when we think of richness, then immediately our minds go towards the richness of this world, or towards the wealth of this world, towards the gold and silver of this world. And of course, when it comes to how to acquire it, then whatever means they are as far as this world is concerned, then all those things will come to our minds. But let us go to those that have been nurtured by none other but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who have stayed in the tarbiyat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who have understood the reality of this world, who have understood the reality of this world. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, who was he? The Khalifa of his time. The world was shivering when they saw Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an. That was the type of awe. A person comes with the wealth of this world and he sees the Amirul Mu'mineen. He is told the Amirul Mu'mineen is sleeping or is resting in the masjid. He goes there and he sees a person that is lying down in tattered and patched clothes. And he says, is this the Amirul Mu'mineen? Amirul Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was relaxing at that time. But in that state, while Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asleep, it was such awe in him that this visitor who was a non-Muslim came and saw this condition. He was awestruck and he began shivering. It was at that moment that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu opened his eyes. And when he saw this person shivering, he said, "Listen, don't worry. Be calm." Thereafter, he presented a few things to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, amongst which was some wealth. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw the wealth and had it distributed immediately. Now, this person is looking, that here's a person who is in tattered, torn clothing, patched clothing. If anything, he should be taking that amount and that money and that wealth for himself. But immediately an order is given and that wealth is distributed. He was sent by one of the emperors to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is presented with a slave woman. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asks her to remove her veil. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw her beauty, which was sent to him as a gift, immediately Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sees one person and he asks him that, "Do you want the slave as a gift?" He says, "Yes." So he said, "Okay, give her to him." This person is even more astounded. Then he gives Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu some expensive itr, perfume. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu takes it. He said, "The masjid is most deserving for this." He goes and he sprinkles it around the masjid, and that's the end of that itr and the fragrance that was given to him. This person is just observing what is happening. Then this person presents a bottle of poison to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And together with that, he mentions to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that this is extremely poisonous. If you have any enemies, just get it to them. And that will be the end of them. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu takes that bottle of poison. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu drinks it. And he says, "My greatest enemy is my own nafs." And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu drinks that poison and he says, "My greatest enemy is my own nafs, is within me." Now who he was? And after all, why shouldn't be they like that? It was who nurtured them? In whose company did they stay? And they were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those that were around became shocked. What is going to happen to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He's taken that poison. Next thing is death. And that person is also observing the Sahaba kiram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in that were all around. Shocked. What did Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu do? It is recorded that after Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu drank that poison, the only thing that happened is that he perspired profusely. He perspired profusely, and that was it. That is all that happened to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These were those people that were nurtured by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They also understood something about richness. They also understood what it is to be rich. One great Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all have aspirations that we want to become rich. But to become rich in what? And how does a person become rich? We'll observe that a person has got 1,000 rands in his pocket. After that, if that is what his earning power is, he's earning that amount of money. And after a period of time, if that is doubled or tripled, and he's earning now, it's multiplied several times, he's earning 10,000, you find that is not enough for him. And when he's earning that amount, then you double that, that is still not sufficient for him. There is no amount that is sufficient. A person would always feel that this is not sufficient for me. That is why it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that if a person has one valley that is running of gold, then his aspiration not exist in their dictionary. It did exist in their dictionary. But how did they understand richness? A great Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a very great Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, explains to us what is richness. And look at their understanding and what is our understanding. We say we are Muslims, we are believers. They were also believers. But there's a vast difference between their understanding and our understanding. Their application and our application. Yes, we can understand that we are very far away from the era of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But having said that, we just want to compare the two. To say, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that who is a rich person, or how does one become rich? And remember, this has got something to do with the heart. This has something to do with the heart. And Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is in that condition. He's got tattered clothing. He's got patched clothing, but he's happy and content with that. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu, if only we can understand the statement of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, I think we can be rest assured that that anxiety that we have and that desire to keep on and continuously accumulating the wealth of this world, inshallah, that will be controlled. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that if you want richness, where do you get richness? So he said, if you want to become rich, then be happy with that which Allah ta'ala has chosen for you. Be happy with that which Allah ta'ala has chosen for you, you will be the richest person. Now see how much of sense it makes. Look at the wealthiest person of this world, but the person is still committing suicide. Why is that? He's got all the wealth of this world. He should have been the happiest person. He's supposed to have been the happiest person. But still we find that he is going through, his life is in shambles, he's having problems, he's going through divorce. And what types of problems he is experiencing? A simple prescription, an extremely simple prescription by a Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling us that if you want richness and if you want to become rich, then be happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for you. Now what a statement he has made. And if we can only understand this, that if this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me, and if this is what my Allah has destined for me, then the person will not engage in haram. Yes, he will make an attempt to gain that halal risk and sustenance that Allah ta'ala has kept for him. He will make use of the means. But he will not go beyond that. If there is something that's contradicting the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going against the way that the tariqah that has been shown to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is not prepared for that, because I am happy with what my Allah ta'ala has decided for me. If my Allah has decided for me that I must be poor, then so be it. I will remain and I'll be happy on that condition. Not that I will complain to my Allah about the condition that I am in. I will be happy with the condition that Allah ta'ala has kept me in. If I'm going through sickness, then if this is what my Allah has decided for me, yes, I will take my medication, I will do whatever is necessary, I will make use of the means. But thereafter, if that is what my Allah has decided for me, then I'm happy with that. This is the person that will be rich in the true sense of the word. Because he is happy with whatever Allah Ta'ala has decided for him. This is one. The second aspect, we will just go through it very quickly. Had Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentions, and which is everyone's desire, and that is why we are seated here. The person wants to become the most righteous person, pious person. So he said, how does a person become the most righteous and pious person? It is simple. He says, keep away from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked you to abstain from, and you'll become the most righteous person. Simple prescription. Two simple prescriptions. One is for the richness, and one is to gain piety. And everyone is desirous of that. We want to become rich. Simple. Be happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for me. And the second is this, to become the most pious or become pious, is abstain from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to abstain from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite grace and mercy, give us the tawfiq to understand these prescriptions and also to implement these prescriptions, and not to engage in anything that brings and draws and invites the displeasure and the wrath of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
यार रहे या रब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं, मुझको फकत तुझसे हो मोहब्बत, खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूं, हर दम जिक्रो फिक्र में तेरे मस्त रहूं, सरशार रहूं, होश रहे न मुझको किसी का, तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं, अब तो रहे बस ताद में आखिर, विर्दे जबा ए मेरे इलाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम। तेरे सिवा माबूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है, कोई नहीं, तेरे सिवा मकसूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है, कोई नहीं, तेरे सिवा मौजूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है, कोई नहीं, तेरे सिवा मशहूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है, कोई नहीं, अब तो रहे बस ताद में आखिर, विर्दे जबा ए मेरे इलाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 दोनों जहां में जो कुछ भी है सब है तेरे जेरे नगी, जिन्नो इंसो हूरो मलाइक अर्शो कुर्सी चरखो जमी, कौनो मकाम लाइक सजदा तेरे सिवा ए नूरे मुबी, कोई नहीं है, कोई नहीं है, कोई नहीं है, कोई नहीं, अब तो रहे बस ताद में आखिर, विर्दे जबा ए मेरे इलाह, لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم یاد میں تیری سب کو بھولا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے یاد میں تیری سب کو بھولا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نام سیاہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نام سیاہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah, 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 Allah ki sab pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala. Allahu Allah, 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 Allah, ichi shirin astanab, shiro shakkar mishawad janam tamam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala shanu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Wal'aqibatu lil-muttaqin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wa sayyidil mursalin. Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya awwal al-awwalin. Wa ya akhir al-akhirin. ويا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين يا أرحم الراحمين يا كريم الله يا رحيم الله the most loving, caring, compassionate, kind Allah. Most tolerant Allah, most beautiful Allah, most forgiving Allah, most concealing Allah, most merciful Allah. Ya Allah, it is your slaves who have wronged themselves, who have broken your commands, who have run away from you. O my Kareem Allah, you have brought them together. Ya Allah, these dirty and filthy souls that have used your given nearments and bounties to displease you, your given wealth to displease you, your given health to displease you, your given bodies, O my Kareem Allah, to displease you, your given beautiful eyes and ears and tongues and hands and feet, O my Kareem Allah, to displease you. How much haven't we displeased you? Ya Allah, how many commands haven't we broken? O my Kareem Allah, in spite of that you have gathered, in spite of that you made it possible for these dirty and filthy and napak tongues to take your Mubarak and pure name. Ya Allah, in spite of all that you gave the tawfiq for these dirty and filthy begging bowls to be raised before you. Ya Kareem Allah, it is nothing but your ihsan and favor. Ya Allah, we are not deserving of this ni'mat and this bounty from you. Oh my Kareem Allah, Ya Kareem Allah, we cannot show you the appreciation. Ya Allah, it is only our tongues that move. But oh my Kareem Allah, there is in reality in anything that we do. Oh my Kareem Allah, we are weakest of the weak. Ya Allah, we are dirty, we are filthy, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunahgar hai, hum khatakar hai, badkar hai, siyahkar hai. Sab kuch hai, bande magar tere. Ya Allah, we are everything. Ya Allah, but we are slaves of yours. Ya Allah, hum tere bande hai. Tujhe chhod kar ke hum gande jaye kaha. Where do we go to, my Kareem Allah? Ya Allah, each and everyone that has raised his begging bowls before you this part of the night of Jum'ah. Ya Allah, we are confessing before you our weaknesses, our sins, my Kareem Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, we have raised, or you have made these begging bowls be raised before a being that does not sleep. Ya Kareem Allah, you are all hearing, you are all knowing. Ya Allah, you know the thoughts that are crossing our minds right now. Ya Allah, the remorse and the regret that we have, you are aware of it. Ya Kareem Allah, we make you witness to that. Ya Kareem Allah, that there is regret in the heart for the ills that we have committed. Ya Kareem Allah, we use your given diamonds and bounties to displease you. Ya Allah, we have a pain in our hearts. Ya Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, you become witness to this, my Kareem Allah, and make it a means of forgiveness of our sins, my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our major and minor sins. Forgive those sins that we have committed during the brightness of the day. Ya Allah, and forgive those sins that we have committed during the darkness of the night. Ya Allah, forgive those sins that we have committed openly. Ya Allah, and forgive those sins that we have committed secretly. Ya Kareem Allah, you are aware of every sin that we have committed. Ya Allah, to the extent that even those evil thoughts that crossed our minds, which we fantasized about. Ya Allah, you are even aware of that. Ya Allah, there's so many sins that we have committed and even forgotten that we have committed those sins. Ya Allah, but everything is in your knowledge. Everything is in your knowledge. Nothing has escaped your knowledge, my Kareem Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock. Oh my Kareem Allah, in the darkest of nights. Ya Allah, you are aware of the movement of that ant. You see the movement of that ant. You hear the movement of that ant. Oh my Kareem Allah, we have deceived ourselves to think that no one has seen us. Ya Kareem Allah, but you are Ghafoor and you are Rahim. Ya Kareem Allah, far too long we have distanced ourselves from you. Ya Kareem Allah, give us a taste of your qurb. Give us a taste of your closeness. Ya Allah, let us taste what it is to be close to you. Ya Allah, give us a taste of your love. Give us a taste of the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, to us these are just words, my Kareem Allah. Absolutely nothing, just words. Those that have tasted and who have reality, oh my Kareem Allah, they're in a different world. Oh my Kareem Allah, therefore the Sahaba Kiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in could say that that person is rich who is happy with what you have decided for him. Oh my Kareem Allah, we are extremely far away. Ya Allah, we have distanced ourselves from you and from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Kareem Allah, our hearts, our spiritual hearts are gone dead. There's absolutely nothing left. There's no life, my Kareem Allah. We hear the ayats of the Qur'an-i-Majeed. We hear the warnings as a sounded in the Qur'an-i-Majeed. We hear the warnings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh my Kareem Allah, it doesn't affect us the least. Oh my Kareem Allah, it is as if nothing has happened. Oh my Kareem Allah, night and day we break your commands and we think nothing about it. Oh my Kareem Allah, your pious servants, they engage in zikrullah, they engage in your ibadat. They make every attempt to please you, and in spite of that, my Kareem Allah, they still cry before you. They beg of you. My Kareem Allah, my condition is this. Then I engage in sin, I engage in your disobedience, and I use your given damage and bounties to disobey you. And after that I still laugh, I joke. Oh my Kareem Allah, how angry you must be becoming. But oh my Kareem Allah, we know of you to be a Kareem and a Rahim Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, you have mentioned in the Qur'an-i-Majeed that those servants of mine that have transgressed upon the souls, لا تقلطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Ya Kareem Allah, we will not despair. Therefore these begging bowls are raised before you. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, make us from amongst those that have been forgiven. Change the condition of our dead hearts. Bring our hearts back to life, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, let the warnings that are sounded in the Qur'an-i-Majeed and in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affect our hearts, my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, let it affect our hearts. Ya Allah, the glad tidings that are there for Jannat, oh my Kareem Allah, let it affect our hearts. Ya Allah, let there be a zeal to achieve these things. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, let us realize these things to be realities, my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, today our life is such, Ya Allah, that we have become totally absent-minded about the Akhirah. It is as if we are not going to be standing before you. It is as if we are not going to be breathing our last. It is as if we are going to be living forever and ever. Ya Allah, the khiyal of maut doesn't even come to us. The thought of maut doesn't even come to us. Ya Allah, we take our brothers and sisters and our friends to the Qabrastan, but it means absolutely nothing to us. We cannot think of our death even at that time, my Kareem Allah. Somebody is being lowered into the Qabr, but I think it is somebody else, as if my turn is not going to come. Oh, my Kareem Allah, let us take lessons from these things. Ya Kareem Allah, we have become indifferent. Oh my Kareem Allah, give us hidayat. Bless us with hidayat. O my Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, those that are sick and ailing, bless them with shifa ya kamil ajil mustamir. Especially those that are suffering from illnesses like cancer. Ya Kareem Allah, you bless them with complete and total shifa, speedy recovery. O my Kareem Allah, those that are in hospitals, those that are in clinics, those that are on beds, wherever they may be, O my Kareem Allah, you bless them with shifa. Ya Kareem Allah, we are spiritually sick. Ya Allah, you give us shifa from our spiritual illnesses and ailments. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with arrogance, filled with pride, filled with the love of this world, filled with greed, my Kareem Allah, filled with animosity, my Kareem Allah, filled with hasad and jealousy. Every evil, my Kareem Allah, is in our hearts. Ya Allah, we made our hearts into dirty and filthy bin bags. Ya Kareem Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Bless us with those hearts that you bless your awliya siddiqeen with. Make us that fish that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifat. Let us taste a bit of your Muhammad, my Kareem Allah. Through your infinite grace and mercy, let there be life in our salah. Let there be life in our tilawat of the Quran Majeed. Let there be life in our dhikr, my Kareem Allah. When we take your Mubarak and pure name, let our hair stand on end, my Kareem Allah. Let us feel your presence, my Kareem Allah. Far too long now, my Kareem Allah. You take us towards you. We are extremely weak. Nafs and shaitan have overpowered us. Oh, my Kareem Allah. We are lying in those gutters and drains. The filthy water is going into our mouths and nose. Oh, my Kareem Allah. Take us out of this filth and mess, my Kareem Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, bless us all with hidayat. Ya Kareem Allah, bless us with all that good that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has begged of you, and grant us protection from all the evil that Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked for protection from. Oh my Kareem Allah, those that are seated here, Ya Allah, you are aware of the jais and permissible needs and desires and aspirations. Ya Kareem Allah, fulfill the aspirations and desires of each and everyone that is seated here, whatever good aspirations they may be. Ya Allah, fulfill the good aspirations. Ya Allah, whatever good intentions they have come with, Ya Allah, fulfill the good intentions. Oh my Kareem Allah, give them barakat in their rizq and sustenance. Oh my Kareem Allah, bless them with taqwa. Bless all of us with taqwa, my Kareem Allah. Bless all of us with your love and muhabbat. Bless all of us with the ishq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, our little children that are seated here, those that are memorizing the Quran Majeed, Ya Kareem Allah, you make it easy for each and every one of them. Ya Allah, bless us all with good akhlaq and good character. Ya Allah, make these children of ours, Ya Allah, guiding stars. Oh my Kareem Allah, make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Oh my Kareem Allah, bless us all with good akhlaq and character. Oh my Kareem Allah, accept the recitation of the Quran Majeed. Let it become a means of sadaqah jariya for the parents and for the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, bless us with all that good that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has begged of you, and especially on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begged of you, bless us with that. And whatever he has asked you for protection from, Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our family members, our dear and dear ones. Oh my Kareem Allah, those that have made ihsan on us, those that have requested us to make du'as for them, Ya Allah, bless us all with the protection from these things. Ya Kareem Allah, اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين يا رب العالمين برحمتك.